where my best buddy's buried. Lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair, running up after one of them long days, her big smile making seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you, and you hold on. Like that, the little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, long as all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both the Trump and Harris campaigns were in Pennsylvania last night.
In Erie, Pennsylvania, Harris letting Trump speak for himself, playing clips.
The worst people are the enemies from within.
Taking Trump to task.
And he is out for unchecked power. That's what he's looking for.
Describing a second Trump term as dangerous and a risk to America.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Trump cutting short the Q&A part of his rally after two people fainted. Swing state Georgia begins early voting today. That makes 44 states where early polls are open. The UN Security Council expressing strong concern over Israeli attacks on southern Lebanon that wounded UN peacekeepers. This is about 100 U.S. troops now being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. FEMA workers in North Carolina abandoning door-to-door visits after receiving threats that they could be targeted by militia. Meanwhile, suspect accused of threatening FEMA workers arrested there. This is ABC News. North Korea vowing to seal the border with South Korea, today blowing up roads that once connected the two countries. Here come the pandas. ABC's Britt Clendett says they're on their way to D.C.
Washington's National Zoo is welcoming two giant pandas from China, marking a long-awaited return of the iconic Chinese bear to D.C. China's renewed panda diplomacy with the U.S. is seen as an optimistic spot in the frayed ties between China and the U.S., with relations marred by tensions over trade and geopolitics. Britt Clendett, ABC News, Hong Kong.
More than a month to go before Thanksgiving, but a lot of people are starting to plan their menus and budgets. When it comes to the turkey, Dr. Michael Swanson, chief agricultural economist at Wells Fargo, says
down the big bird is down just a few pennies per pound, which is good. But it's things like, you know, baked rolls, the pie, some of the other fixings that go on the side are up.
And if you like to swap out the turkey for ham, well, that'll be more expensive, too. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are hitting battleground Wisconsin in the run-up to Election Day. Lisa Hale was with Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz in Green Bay yesterday.
Walz appealing to union labor and people who care about reproductive rights.
I'm going to make a message to the guys here. If you had any women you love in your life, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, and friends, let's not forget, their lives are literally at stake in this election. Let's be very clear.
Kamala Harris is scheduled to return to Wisconsin Thursday. I'm Lisa Hale.
Spending is trending up in the race for U.S. Senate. Democrats have outspent Republicans so far, $93 million to $69 million, but Republicans are outspending Democrats between now and Election Day, $21 million to $15 million. Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 26th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's the third annual Fright Fest. This is a family event for all ages, and there will be Trunk or Treat, the Giant Pumpkin Drop, and more. A free movie, sponsored by Northwoods Community Credit Union, will start at 2 p.m. at Park Theater. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce reminds you to please note the change in the event location to Prizer Park for this year due to construction at Old A Memorial Park. Once again, this is Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Chrysler Park in Park Falls. But before that, this Saturday at 6 p.m. at Big Muskie Lounge from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's Iron County's largest haunted house. This is Springstead's second haunted house event, and once again will be taking place this Saturday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Big Muskie Lounge over on Highway 182. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Badgers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers preparing for another road trip, this time at Northwestern to face the Wildcats. Wide receiver Will Pauling, questionable despite not suffering a concussion against Rutgers. Luke Fickell says with 6 weeks into the season, he'll be paying more attention to players with injuries.
There's a balance to what you're doing, but you are starting to get to that middle of the second half of the season. This is a different league now, and you do have to be able to handle things a little bit different as you get to that mid-second half of the season.
NBA, the Bucks got their first win of the preseason with a 111-107 victory over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and forward Taurean Prince got some playing time together. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They both have been fantastic. They're both very physical. And on the other end, they don't press. TP gets 5 shots or 10 shots or 1 shot. The demeanor is the exact same. You need players like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, Butternut and Schwamigan met in middle school girls basketball last night. Screaming Eagles winning the B-Squad game by a score of 19-5. And Butternut grabbing the A-Squad game 38-16 as Brooklyn Tremel paced the Midgets with 16 points in that game. Chloe Radlinger added 7, and Bailey Pritzel, Natalie Luloff, and Malaya Haman, each with 4 points, and Grace Kuhn continued to play some tough defense for the Butternut middle school girls team. Improving to 9-5, they'll host Schwamigan Friday, then they'll host a 6-team tournament at the Butternut gym, like we mentioned earlier, on Saturday. Lakeland tennis team, the girls have some players headed off to state a little later this week. Sarah Barton will be playing singles for Lakeland Union Co-op at the State Girls Tennis Tournament. And the doubles side, Alyssa Erickson and Lila Biller will represent Lakeland at the State Girls Tennis Tournament. And the Schwamigan Varsity Volleyball team will be playing at Marathon today. It is the Merrillwood Crossover Contest.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt.
The Hayward, Wisconsin-based International Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame last week announced that it will be inducting five individuals into its 2025 class. The recognition is bestowed upon those who've spent a great share of their lives promoting, educating, and sharing their passion for freshwater fishing. Next year's class includes someone from Wisconsin. I'll tell you who he is when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Daryl Christensen of Montello, Wisconsin, will be inducted into the International Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame's 2025 class. Christensen has been catching fish for the better part of 70 years. For more than 50 of those years, he's been a fishing guide, fishing educator, author, and writer of more than 1,500 articles. He's one of the nation's most competitive walleye fishermen, with several tournament wins and more than 40 top 10 finishes. That's included victories on the In Fisherman Professional Walleye Trail. A multi-species angler, Christensen also has several wins and top five finishes in bass and muskie tournaments over his long career. Known as the Jigmeister for his expertise in jigging for walleyes, Christensen has given hundreds of seminars at major sports shows and fishing clubs in 20 states and 3 Canadian provinces. Congratulations, Daryl Christensen.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
A little chilly again today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, our low 23. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy, 57 by Thursday. Sunshine with a high climbing back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98 Q Country.
Country back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Hey. everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way. You stay a little while, keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me. You can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, Sam don't like to wait. He's got a big old plane that's gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me. You can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared. I might be here, but I'll always be right there. Won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me, and you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving,
and good morning.
98Q Country.
Woo! Yeah, yeah.
way too fast. And the interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up.
Pulled up and met him outside his barn. I said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I hide.
is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Mr. Justin Moore with Dirt, 98Q. Keyword for today, shakes. Like Old Deer Nutrition, they've got those nutritional shakes down there. One of the sponsors of our backyard barbecue giveaway, shakes, S-H-A-K-E-S. Text that to us through the free Civic Media app. Hit 98Q once you get into there and shoot us the word shakes and you'll have a chance to qualify. It's an invitation only backyard barbecue giveaway. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 30th, at the Lane, someone's going to win a free grill. Everybody's going to win something that day. Always a fun time. So get yourself qualified for our backyard barbecue giveaway. Birthdays, anniversaries in a moment. If you have somebody celebrating, we'd love to wish them a happy day. Give them a chance to win that cake on Friday, 715-762-3221 is your number to let us know about your birthdays and your anniversaries. We'll talk with the coaches, Coach Precor, Coach Morgan, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll chat a little bit about your money. Matthew Krieger will join us from Pioneer Financial Consultants here in just a little bit. Let's get you updated twice an hour on all what's going on, our news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both the Trump and Harris campaigns were in Pennsylvania last night.
In Erie, Pennsylvania, Harris letting Trump speak for himself, playing clips.
The worst people are the enemies from within.
Taking Trump to task.
And he is out for unchecked power. That's what he's looking for.
Describing a second Trump term as dangerous and a risk to America.
ABC's Mary Bruce, Trump cutting short the Q&A part of his rally after two people fainted. Swing state Georgia begins early voting today. That makes 44 states where early polls are open. The UN Security Council expressing strong concern over Israeli attacks on southern Lebanon that wounded UN peacekeepers. This is about 100 U.S. troops now being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. FEMA workers in North Carolina abandoning door-to-door visits after receiving threats that they could be targeted by militia. Meanwhile, suspect accused of threatening FEMA workers arrested there. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are hitting battleground Wisconsin in the run-up to Election Day. Lisa Hale was with Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz in Green Bay yesterday.
Walz appealing to union labor and people who care about reproductive rights.
I'm going to make a message to the guys here. If you got any women you love in your life, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, and friends, let's not forget, their lives are literally at stake in this election. Let's be very clear.
Kamala Harris is scheduled to return to Wisconsin Thursday. I'm Lisa Hale.
Spending is trending up in the race for U.S. Senate. Democrats have outspent Republicans so far, $93 million to $69 million, but Republicans are outspending Democrats between now and Election Day, $21 million to $15 million. Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. October 26th, it's the ultimate showdown in middle school basketball. Join the Eagle Elite Basketball Booster Club at the Shawamigan School District North Campus for high-energy games and fierce competition as middle school teams battle it out for glory. Don't miss out on this epic event. Team space will be limited, and you can stay tuned to them on Facebook for more details. Be sure to sign up early to secure your spot. Once again, this is October 26th at the North Campus of the Shawamigan School District for the first annual Eagle Elite Nest Fest 5v5 Middle School Boys Basketball Tournament. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Badgers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers preparing for another road trip, this time at Northwestern to face the Wildcats. Wide receiver Will Pauling, questionable despite not suffering a concussion against Rutgers. Luke Fickell says with 6 weeks into the season, he'll be paying more attention to players with injuries.
There's a balance to what you're doing, but you are starting to get to that middle of the second half of the season. This is a different league now, and you do have to be able to handle things a little bit different as you get to that mid-second half of the season.
NBA, the Bucks got their first win of the preseason with a 111-107 victory over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and forward Taurean Prince got some playing time together. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They both have been fantastic. They're both very physical. And on the other end, they don't press. TP gets 5 shots or 10 shots or 1 shot. The demeanor is the exact same. You need players like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We're excited to bring you birthdays today. Celebrity birthdays here. You ready, Austin?
Maybe.
Jim Palmer, baseball great, Baltimore Orioles, 79 today for Jim Palmer. We've got Tanya Roberts, the actress from TV's Charlie's Angels. She was born on this day, 1955. She passed back in 2021. Sarah Ferguson, the England Duchess of York. She divorced Prince Andrew back in 1996 and has since earned her keep as a diet spokeswoman and children's book author. Sarah Ferguson is celebrating a 65th birthday today. Penny Marshall, one half of the Laverne and Shirley duo, TV star, born on this day, 1943. She was Shirley. She was Shirley, 2018. She was born. You ever see the old show, Laverne and Shirley?
I've heard many things about it, but I haven't seen it.
Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley. How about Happy Days and the Fonz?
I haven't actually seen that one. It's on my list, though.
You got it. Yeah, that's good. It's good. It's bad, but it's good at the same time.
It's like a lot of those older shows, though.
Yeah, exactly. Sanford and Son, Happy Days.
Now, Sanford and Son, that I recognize.
Big Dummy. It's a good one. Linda Lavin is celebrating today. Speaking of old TV shows, Tony and Golden Award winner on stage and TV. She was in Barney Miller. And she was Alice on the TV show Alice. And I think she got her start. She was also on the Flow TV show, I believe, 87 today. Linda Lavin still going. And Lee Iacocca, after being the CEO of Chrysler, he was kind of the Elon Musk of my era back in the day when you talked about people who owned big car companies. Just, who are you, Lee Iacocca? You got your own car? Mm-hmm. Lee Iacocca. He was, actually a pretty accurate impersonation of me when I was younger. Chrysler is what he owned. He became a best-selling business strategy author, too. Lee Iacocca, car dude, born on this day, 1924, passed back in 2019.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin is everything you need for the fall hunting season. Check out the 2024 Wicked Ridge and 10-point crossbows, including one that shoots up to 515 feet per second. With bear season open and deer season around the corner, stock up on wildlife research products like scents, deer corn, and apples coming soon. Grab a new or used shotgun for waterfowl and stay warm with stormy chroma clothing. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips for all your hunting, fishing, and sports gear needs. Attention bettors, the Heckman in-house online auction is happening now at their auction house in downtown Phillips. Hurry, bidding starts and ends this Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. Join them for a special preview from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. prior at Heckman's on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Discover amazing lots including art prints, beer memorabilia, clothing, collectibles, sterling silver, jewelry, furs, and more. Don't miss out. View all the items at heckmanauction.com and download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little chilly again today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, our low 23. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy, 57 by Thursday, sunshine with a high climbing back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98Q Country.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one-star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, where's your ball cap backwards kind of place you can't wait to leave, and nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off, the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox, play the Travis Tritt right above the two-pile, before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cashed in lotto. Smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. Fields of green turn gold. Watch a marching band play with the harvest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of famous ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new art. The sound of a quarter. Play the Travis Tritt right above the two-pot, before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? You may learn to fly. If you can't, then you just free fall. Get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all get to have a chance to ride the fast one. Walk away wiser when we crashed one. Keep hoping that the best one is the last one. Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. May we all.
Yeah.
interact with us?
Oh yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. I've crisscrossed down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all. And all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. And you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big. But how about them cowgirls? She's riding colts in Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is neat that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. And you can't tell them nothing. I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? Boy, she don't need you and she don't need me. She can do just fine on her own two feet. She wants a man who wants her to be herself. And she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? They something, sure are some proud girls. But you can't beat the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?
How about them cowgirls? George Strait there at 98Q Country on a Tuesday edition, the 15th of October. We need to bring some energy. We need to bring some spirit because the morning show, for some reason, is just kind of dragging today. So we're going to bring it up right now by bringing in Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. No pressure on you, Matt, but we need some energy. We need some energy this morning.
How are you doing, Joel?
I'm doing good. We need some energy this morning. We're all kind of dragging here today.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's the cooler weather today or what, but I see the sun shining now.
Oh, so that's all right. Very good. Yeah. And there's still donuts out there, too, that Austin brought in yesterday. So, all right. Looking good already. Looking better already. All right, absolutely. Matt, what do we have to talk about today? We're talking about people's money. What do we got for a topic today, Matt?
Yeah, so today, Joel, what I want to talk about was a topic that we talk about quite a bit in most of our meetings, especially as people get closer to retirement, and that's Social Security. And I want to talk about five facts that you need to know about Social Security.
All right. I hate to admit that I'm getting older, but I am. I'm getting closer and closer to that. So
right.
I will be listening intently. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Let's dig in.
Yeah. Social Security can be complicated. And as a result, many individuals don't have a full understanding of the choices they may have. So again, what I want to talk about are five facts about Social Security that are important to keep in mind.
All right.
And the first being that Social Security is a critical source of retirement income. Some have the perception that Social Security is maybe a secondary source of income or of importance in retirement. But according to a recent report by the Employee Benefits Research Institute, Social Security represents a major source of income for 62% of retirees. And I would say, Joel, that in all of our financial plans, certainly Social Security is incorporated.
Okay.
And deciding when to start collecting and how much, of course, is very important as well.
Right.
Keep in mind that Social Security makes annual cost of living adjustments, otherwise known as COLAs, based on the Consumer Price Index. And under current laws, pays income for life and the life of your spouse. The second fact is that you can choose when to take Social Security. You have considerable flexibility regarding when you can begin receiving your benefits. You may begin receiving benefits as early as age 62. However, your benefits will be reduced at a rate of about 0.5% for each month you begin taking Social Security before your full retirement age. Know that your full retirement age is going to be 67 if you were born in 1960 or later. If you were born before 1960, your retirement age will be reduced depending on the year in which you were born.
Okay.
You may choose to delay receiving benefits until after your full retirement age, in which case, your benefits are scheduled to increase by 8% annually. This increase under current law will be automatically added each month from the amount you reach, you reach your full retirement age until you start taking benefits or at age 70. At age 70, these delayed retirement credits stop accruing. So that's very important to note, Joel. If you reach age 70, know that those benefits, those retirement credits, stop increasing.
So you should start taking money out at 70. There's no advantage to wait after that, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Plus, your benefit will also increase by any cost of living adjustments applied to benefit payment levels during that time as well. Those cost of living adjustments that happen from year to year.
Okay.
If you intend to continue working, you may still receive the full benefit for which you are eligible. Indeed, working beyond full retirement age can increase your benefits. However, your benefits will be reduced if your earnings exceed certain limits. So if you work and start receiving benefits before your full retirement age, so that's going to be between age 62 and 67 for most people, your benefits will be reduced by $1 for every $2 in earnings above the annual limit. The numbers for 2025 just came out, so even those that are possibly collecting right now may be interested in this, but the annual limit for earnings limit is going to be $23,400 in 2025 for those that are collecting Social Security before their full retirement age.
Okay.
And if you continue to work during the year in which you attain your full retirement age, there's a little different limit, and that limit for 2025 will be $62,160. And if you go over that limit, your benefits will be reduced by $1 for every $3 in earnings over that limit.
Yeah. So, I mean, the bottom line is, if you start collecting Social Security, be aware that if you continue to work, there may be tax effects if you earn a certain amount, right?
Absolutely. Yep. That we want to make sure you're cognizant of those earning limits, depending on where you're at in that timeline, whether you're a few years before your full retirement age or
sure.
your or at your full retirement age.
Okay.
But the nice thing is once you've attained your full retirement age, like I said, for those born in 1960 or later, that's age 67, you can keep working and your benefits under current law will not be reduced regardless of how much you earn. Those earning limits go away.
Okay.
And then the third fact is that Social Security may be taxable. Depending on your income level, your Social Security benefit may be subject to taxation. Of course, how much will be taxable will be dependent on either your other working wages or income from other retirement sources that you certainly have to take into consideration. This potential income tax exposure may have substantial implications for whether you choose to work during retirement, how your assets are invested, and the timing of withdrawals from other retirement accounts. Okay. For instance, a withdrawal from a traditional IRA may lift your income beyond the thresholds, subjecting you to a higher portion of your Social Security that would be taxable to you.
Okay.
And fourth, know that Social Security can be a family benefit. When you start receiving Social Security, other family members may also be eligible for payments. A spouse, even if that spouse did not have earned income, qualifies for benefits if they are age 62 or older, or at any age if they are caring for your child. Of course, a caveat with that is that that child must be younger than 16 or disabled.
Okay.
Benefits may also be paid to your unmarried children if they are younger than 18, between ages 18 and 19, and enrolled in a secondary school as a full-time student, or they are age 18 or older and severely disabled. Each family member may be eligible for a monthly benefit that is up to half of your retirement benefit amount. There is a family limit which varies, but is generally between 150% to 188% of your retirement benefit.
Okay.
And of course, should you pass away, your family may be eligible for benefits based on your working record as well.
Okay.
And then lastly, Joel, the last fact is about a divorced spouse. A divorced spouse may be eligible for benefits as well. If you are divorced, you may qualify for Social Security benefits based on your ex-spouse's working record. To be eligible for benefits, your ex-spouse must have reached the age at which they are eligible to begin receiving benefits. Although, know that it's not necessarily a need them to be collecting those benefits.
Okay.
But to qualify, you need to have been married to your ex-spouse for at least 10 years, have been divorced for 2 years or longer, be at least 62 years old, be unmarried, and lastly, not be entitled to a higher Social Security benefit based on your own work history.
Okay.
This conversation does certainly come up quite a bit with divorced people and if they can collect on an ex-spouse's benefit. If your former spouse is deceased, you may still receive benefits as a surviving divorced spouse, assuming that your ex-spouse was entitled to Social Security benefits. Your marriage, again, lasted at least 10 years. You are age 60 or older, and you are not entitled to a higher benefit amount based on your own working history. If you remarry before the age of 60, you will lose the ability to receive a survivor benefit from your deceased ex-spouse.
All right.
Another kind of lastly here, Joel, wrapping this up with divorced spouses. This is certainly a topic that gets asked often. Know that your benefits are unaffected should your former spouse elect to take Social Security before reaching full retirement age, or if your ex-spouse starts a new family. So know that your benefits are not affected by an ex-spouse collecting on your benefit or you collecting on an ex-spouse's benefit.
All right. So I guess, for anybody who's nearing retirement, it's always good to look ahead and see when what their date is to possibly receive benefits, and how, you know, if they wait a while, they'll get more. So there's a lot of different things to kind of calculate in there as they kind of set that target date, maybe that they want to retire or at least cut back to part time anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And one thing that certainly when you have a married couple is determining the best time as well for both spouses, as you know, we have to take into consideration if one of them were to pass away, what would be left for a Social Security benefit. There's a lot of different factors that certainly go into determining what's the best time to start collecting for each individual person.
Yeah, and for those who are married and there's a few years difference between the husband and the wife, that can be a battle too, because one can collect, the other one can't. So yeah, a lot of things to talk about, and that's what you do, Matt. You sit down with folks, you chat with people, get them all the information they need. If they want to get a hold of you, Matt, and have a free initial consultation, sit across the table from you and talk about it, how can they get a hold of you there, Matt?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, Medford, Hawkins, Phillips locations that you can meet, and Phillips, pioneer-financial.net. If they want to check out the website there also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's another way to contact us as well. There's a contact us page right on there that sends us an email, and we'll certainly get back to you.
And every presidential cycle, Matt, we always hear at least one candidate say the other candidate wants to end or cut Social Security. We always hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We always hear that as
And so far that hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't. It's actually kept up fairly well, I think, with the cost of living. It was never meant as the number one retirement income source for people. So I guess it still serves, obviously, many people very well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like you said, that was never necessarily served to be the primary income source, but certainly supplementing that income.
Yeah, great information today, Matt. Thank you so much. We will chat with you again next Tuesday morning, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Joel.
Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk about all kinds of different various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Harris is heading to Michigan today, and former President Trump will be in Georgia after they both rallied supporters in Pennsylvania last night. With just 3 weeks until Election Day, more than 5 million Americans already casting their ballots.
While we don't know exactly who voted for whom yet, we do know that more likely Democrats are voting early than likely Republicans. Republicans have actually picked up their pace from 4 years ago. There were more Republicans voting early than last time around.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. Former President Trump again asking an appeals court to transfer his New York criminal case to federal court, reigniting an effort to stall.